You're on The Burt Show.
Okay, Melissa, you'll appreciate this. This is from a Miami news anchor last night doing a story on, I think it was sexual injuries. Do you hear this yet?
I think it was a, is it injuries or is it a device? Is some, but it's some report on something that has to do with sex.
Emergency room workers say the injuries are run-of-the-mill, everything from pulled hamstrings to fractured penises. Injuries tend to happen most when people get intimate in unusual places or try unusual things, so consider yourself warned. Sorry, people are cracking up in here. We'll be right back.
Then they got to cut to commercial.
Then he got lost.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah, later on we're going to do an audio of a anchor who shocked his co-host with using the word penis when they were doing a story about some kind of sexual device.
That's awesome.
I actually have it.
Do you?
Uh-huh. This is a guy in New Orleans that they were talking about this sexual device, and this news anchor never even breaks character. Like, I don't think he realizes how unprofessional he was
right. Just
for a second.
He didn't seem to,
yeah. Because he picks up his papers, like, right after he says it, and he's like, and then tries to move on to the next story. But listen to the words.
And the G-Shock costs about $1,200, and doctors say it is safe, but for some reason, it just doesn't work on everyone. For more information on tonight's story, go to abc26.com/beautybreakthroughs. And guys, the shot lasts between 4 and 6 months, and Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband.
There's proof. For clarifying. All right.
Thank you, Michael. Yes.
Those doctors are ready for some serious business.
I bet they are. I agree.
I think the phones are going to be ringing.
Yes, they will.
Everybody.
I mean, because it's the female segment reporter and his female co-host, and they're just like, what did you just say?
Right, let me play it again for you guys, because now you know it's there. All right, it's at the very tail end of this, and he's just using some of his ad-libbing skills
and not even smiling.
And the G-Shock costs about $1,200, and doctors say it is safe, but for some reason it just doesn't work on everyone. For more information on tonight's story, go to abc26.com/beautybreakthroughs. And guys, the shot lasts between 4 and 6 months, and Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband.
There's proof.
For clarifying.
All right. Thank you, Michael. I agree. I think the phones are going to be ringing.
Yes, they will.
Yes, they will, but I don't realize yet why.
I have a meeting in the boss's office. What?
Why?
What did I do?
That's something you say in the office. You don't say that while you're talking.
Well, most
only in
offices,
this office.
Right.
I've never been in a real one.
Jeff and I joke about this all the time, that if we ever got jobs in real offices, we would all be fired in 3 minutes.
We'd become like bank tellers.
Because we all try to one-up each other with our gross-out humor. Like our shock value humor, because we don't make each other laugh anymore unless it's shocking.
And you can only do it in the studio.
Yeah.
Even outside those doors, it's really cool.
There is a bell that you're supposed to ding if you say anything red light because it's so funny, and then give yourself a point over in the promotions office.
Nice.
So you're supposed to say something inappropriate and get on this board with a little check mark. The more check marks, the better it is.
Yeah, try that in your accounting firm today.
Yeah.
That works out.
If that works.
All right, this is an email that we got sort of on the same subject here. It says, Dear Burt Show, listening every morning, and I have since high school. Anyway, in the past, I've heard you guys discuss the junk press. Mm-hmm. Been a while since we talked about the junk press.
Yes, it is a complicated move.
Do you want to explain exactly what that is?
Well, it's just when a man presses his junk against you. Mm-hmm. And really.
It's on purpose, but
sort of seemingly on accident.
It's in a situation where it could be in a crowded bar.
Mm-hmm. Trying to
so
get past
it's possible
you.
That
pardon
it's
me,
just
I'm
so
reaching over you across the table.
Right.
But the end result is the dude's got his junk pressing up against you.
Correct.
Right. Then,
after we talked about this the first time, we realized that there's a breast press also,
mm-hmm.
boot press.
Yes.
But this one is all about the junk press. All right. Anyway, in the past, I've heard you guys discuss the junk press. I'm 24 years old and never had it happen to me until last week, twice. And I think they were both accidents, but I can't be sure. It's what she writes. First one was while she was getting a massage.
No.
That's intentional. Violation.
You think?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
She explains pretty well what happened. She says she's on her stomach with my hands down on my side.
Mm-hmm.
In that position, your hands are kind of curled up in a cup shape, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the massage therapist rested his junk right there. In her upward facing hand.
Hold it like that a little bird.
That is not an accident.
No. Cuff it like
that's no accident.
No. He placed it right there.
He had to lift up.
He wanted her to hold on.
She says she didn't do anything about it.
Here, hold these while I work on your shoulders.
Exactly.
Hold on to my tar balls.
Come on, you guys have a set. I mean, you would know if that was touching somebody's hand.
Yes. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put my cheesy peen right here in your hand. I'm going to act like it's an accident, but I know it's there.
You paid for that service, right?
Uh-huh. Now I'm going to tickle you so you make a fist. Oh, yeah.
She says, I thought maybe it was just an accident, but when I look back, maybe it wasn't. And then she says it happened again. She went to happy hour a few nights ago.
Yes, she did.
This week, the bar brought in a salsa dance instructor. He was teaching all the ladies how to do some salsa moves. Mostly just group stuff, except for at the end, he takes me and positions me in a way that his junk sits right on my knee. I swear he didn't do that move with any of my friends. Just coincidence, or is the Bert Show just making me paranoid? Thanks again for all the laughs in the morning.
See, that's the beauty of the junk press, is the fact that it makes you question. See, it's a way can be creepy without you realizing
but
it.
But salsa dancing, you are really close together, right? I mean, Wendy, you would probably know this better than anybody else.
Kind of, but I'm trying to think of a move that they do that
was in between his
legs. That's what I was thinking.
I don't fault the salsa guy nearly as much as I fault the massage therapist.
Because the dance guy, it's more questionable than the masseuse dude. You know what you're doing there.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think the dancer might have accidentally done it.
Wendy, in all the moves, because you've been in a dance studio probably every day for the past 2 months, have you ever had the junk on you?
Wendy, you ever get that junk on you while you're dancing?
Got the junk on you.
Well, there's some moves that you have to be close, but in salsa, I'm trying to think, because you're pretty far apart, and I don't know where your knee's going.
Did you ever do the Paso Doble cheesy peen?
That's a new one. I haven't tried that.
Allison, good morning. You are on The Bert Show.
Hi. I worked with a coworker that used to do it. It's called the grab and hug. And he would actually hold you really close, and you wouldn't realize that one of his hands would actually be on your chest.
Yeah, he knew
while
that.
While he was hugging you close. So not only the junk, but they'll fill you up, too.
So he's got you, like, sort of by the both hands by the back, behind your shoulders?
He put one hand in front of you on your chest, and then he would hug you close with your other one. You were so close, you never knew that he had his hand on you.
Wow, that's an advanced move.
I've actually tried that maneuver several times with Hobby, but she's always like, what are you looking for?
what are you doing? There's nothing there.
You trying to borrow a pen?
Jamie, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hi, yeah. There's the girl who's called the crotch rubber. And basically it's when a guy is sitting at a bar, a girl comes up next to him trying to, you know, flirt with him a little, and she's constantly rubbing her crotch against his knee.
Nice. And where can I meet her?
Right. Outside the pony. No, that's
I don't know
when
if you want to meet this girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's cool.
I don't know that I have ever witnessed the crotch rubber.
I've witnessed it a few times, and sometimes it can be on accident, but there's definitely those intentional crotch rubbing girls.
Ew.
Now, I have gone to hairstylists that I'm really very confident that
the boob press.
Mm-hmm. Do the boob press on you.
Absolutely.
There's no need for your boobs to be. Well, there is a need.
That could be our next.
It's not warranted.
I think we promote that at our next Bert Show event, like the pool party, the midnight swim, with lots of crotch rubbing girls and guys.
Put it on the flyer.
Yeah.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.